Chazar zeichen ish bachachas hashag v'em yudim sechaz b'machas daf kuf dalet. Zok the Mishnah, if someone wants to bring a wine offering on the Mizbech, he cannot bring 1, 2, or 5 lug, but he could bring 3, 4, or 6 lug, or any amount above that. Fek Mar, is there a set amount for Nesachim or not? Meaning if someone promises to bring a certain amount of wine, does he have to bring it all as one carbon, or could he divide it into many kabanas? What would be the case? For example, he promised to bring 5 lug. If we said there's no set amount, then he can bring 4 lug of wine, and the remaining lug can be given as a donation to the tzibur. If we said there's a set amount, then he can't bring any of the wine until he adds one more lug. So what's halacha? And for tomorrow, Abaye said, the Mishnah says there were 6 boxes in the Mikdash for collecting money for voluntary kabbanas of the tzibur. The 6 were to collect money from each of the following 6 items. Extra money from a chatos, from an osham, from the osham of a nazir, from the osham of a metzayer, from bird kabbanas, from a chatos mincha. Now, if the amount of the sakham is not a set amount, there should be a 7th box for someone who brings 5 lug, and he has to give one for the tzibur's voluntary kabbanas. The Mishnah says, no, it's not a good proof. The other 6 sources are used for donated tzibur kabbanas, which are not very common, and therefore they need some place to be stored until they're ready to be brought. Extra nesachim is something that can be used all the time. By combining the extra one of one with the extra of another, the combined amount can be used for another carbon. Therefore, they don't need to be stored away in another box. Therefore, is not needed. Rava said, Rabbi says the word ezrach teaches that one may bring an offering of wine. How much wine do you have to bring? 3 lug. How do you know that you can add more? The pasuk says yihia. We would think they could also bring less. The pasuk therefore says kacha. Now, what is meant that he can add? It can't just mean that you can also bring 4 or 6, because just as one may bring 3 lug, since that's the amount that has to be brought with a lamb, we know for sure you can also bring 4 or 6, and so since that's the amount that has to be brought for a ram and a pyre. Rather, it must mean they can even bring 5 lug. From here we see that there's no set amount in the sakham. Shema me no. Rav Ashi asked, our Mishnah says that one may not bring 1, 2, or 5 lug. This makes a comparison between 2 and 5 lug and teaches, just like 2 lug is never fit to be brought. If he removes 1 lug, he's still left with 1 lug, which also can't be used for anything. The same is true for 5 lug, and it can't be used at all. This proves that the amount of the sakham is a set amount. And for the Gemara, it's not a good proof. Why? Because it may be that although when 2 are brought, nothing may be offered, when 5 are brought, some of it may be offered. Abaye said, if he said there's no set amount for Nesachim, then that's the end of the question. However, if you say that there is a set amount for Nesachim, then if someone brings up to 10 lug, it's obvious that the halacha will be that he divides it into 2 amounts that each equal the amount needed for one of the kabbanas. However, what if a person brings 11 lug? Do we say that the person meant to bring the Nesachim for 2 parim, meaning a total of 12 lug, and therefore until one more lug is brought, the wine may not be offered? Or do we say that he meant to bring the Nesachim equal to the amount for 2 rams and 1 lamb, total of 11 lug? Do we say that a person would intend for the Nesachim of 2 animals of one kind and one animal of another kind, or not? Take Ublap Tashayla. Zok, the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says one may donate wine as a standalone carbon, but not oil. Rabbi Tarfon says one may even donate oil as a standalone carbon. Rabbi Tarfon says we find that wine is brought as an obligation accompanying a carbon, and we also brought as a donation as a standalone. Therefore, since we also find that oil is brought as an obligation accompanying a carbon, it can also be brought as a donation as a standalone. Rabbi Akiva said, no, wine is different because when it's brought to accompany a carbon, it's offered by itself. It alone is poured into the shisan. Whereas when oil is brought to accompany a carbon, it's mixed with other ingredients before it's offered. Mishnah says two people may not form a partnership to bring a mincha. However, a partnership may be formed to bring an oyla or a shlomim, and even to bring a bird carbon. Zakhtik Mar Rav says from Rabbi Akiva and Matai, from we can learn that a person may bring minchas nesachim, a standalone offering of wine, every day. Rabbi Pshita, Mar said, we would have thought that since the Torah only mentions 5 types of minchas, one may not donate a minchas nesachim, since it's not in the list of those 5, so you can't bring a mincha nesachim. He is therefore teaching that the list of 5 is for someone who promises to bring a mincha without specifying what type, and therefore he has to choose one of the 5. However, if someone specifically promises a mincha nesachim, that's what he can bring. Mishnah said, Ein Shnayim Misnadvim. Why can't a mincha be brought in partnership? Mar says, based on the word nefesh written in regard to a mincha. Rebbe says this in a braisa as well. Yitzchak said, the reason the Torah uses the word nefesh regarding a mincha is because Hashem says it's a poor person who typically brings a mincha, and I consider it for me as if he offered his soul to me. Rebbe Yitzchak said, the reason the Torah gives 5 different ways to bring a mincha can be explained with a mashal for a king who has a poor subject, and he asks the poor subject to prepare a meal for him. He tells the person, prepare the meager meal in many different ways so that I can derive as much pleasure and enjoyment as I can from it. Hadnalach Perek Hamanochas Vahanes Sochem. Perek Harei Elai Isarain Perek Shleisha Osar. Zok the Mishnah B'siyata Dishmaya. If someone promised Harei Elai Isarain, he has to bring a mincha of 1 Isarain. If he said Isarain Nice, he brings 2 Isarain. If a person says he made a promise specifying how many Isarain he was to bring, but he has since forgotten how many he promised, he has to bring a mincha of 6 Isarain. Mishnah continues. Someone promised Harei Elai Mincha without specifying the type of mincha, he has to bring whichever one he wants. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to bring a mincha soilus, which is the most prestigious of the menachas. Mishnah says if someone promised to bring a mincha or to bring a type of mincha, he brings 1 mincha. If he said menachois or type of he brings two. If a person says he made a promise specifying a type of mincha to bring, but has since forgotten what type he had promised, he has to bring a mincha of each of the five types of menachas. If someone says that he made a promise to bring a mincha of a certain number of esroinim, but does not remember how many esroinim he had specified, he has to bring a mincha of 60 esroinim. Rabbi said he brings 60 menachas consisting of esroinim ranging from 1 esroinim to 60 esroinim. It's obvious that in the first case we'll only have to bring one Isaran. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah mentioned that only because it wanted to mention the next case, that when he says Isaranis, he has to bring two Isaran. That's also pshita. The Mishnah says the Tana wants to teach that the minimum number of Isaran is in Isaranis is two Isaran. Mishnah then said, the person says Pirashti ve'eni yedeya ma Pirashti v'chulu. Who's the Tana of this part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Chizki said it does not follow Rabbi, because Rabbi says at the end of the Mishnah that in this case he brings 60 menachas consisting of esroinus ranging from 1 esroin to 60 esroin. Rabbi Yechon said it can even follow Rabbi, because this part of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person said that he specified a certain number of esroinus but did not establish that they must be brought in one keli. Therefore, he can simply bring 60 esroin in 60 different kelim, 1 esroin per keli, and that would be enough. Mishnah then said, if he said, Harei alai mincha v'chula, Braisa says he brings a mincha soiles, since that's the first type of mincha spoken about in the pasuk. In fact, based on this, if a person says, Harei alai oila, he should have to bring a young bull, since that's the first type of oila mentioned in the pasuk. If he says, and if he said he'd bring an oila from tzoyin, he should have to bring a sheep for the same reason. And if he says he'll bring a bird oila, he should have to bring toyrim for the same reason. However, Mishnah says that if one says, Harei alai oila, he should bring a sheep. And Rabbi Lezman Azariah says he should bring a tar bird or a yoina bird. Rabbi Yehuda does not argue in that Mishnah. So what's different. If not, rather, when Rabbi Yehuda says that the mincha soilus is most prestigious, he means that it's the only mincha that does not have a modifier name associated with it. It's referred to in the pasuk simply as a mincha. In fact, Mother Brice clearly said the reason is because it's the first mincha mentioned in the pasuk. If Mother Brice was saying that the most prestigious of the menachas is the one that does not have a modifier with its name, which is the mincha that's mentioned first in the Torah.